Good morning, everybody. It's really nice to be back with you. I trust you enjoyed Cheyenne over the last couple of weeks, and like to get back onto the saddle again. Want to minister to you today on probably guts and having a no-quit attitude. And the other day I got a chance to watch one of my favourite movies, and that's the latest Rocky movie. Not that it's so spiritual, but as I watched it, I thought, why is it that people love Rocky so much? Was it for his accent, intelligence? No, it was because of his heart. When Rocky would fight, it didn't matter how many times he got knocked down, he always got back up. And the people, I suppose, over the years that I've come to respect so much are sometimes not the ones who are charismatic, gifted, flashy people, but it's the people who never quit. Especially when I was pastoring, it would be the ladies who are in the children's ministry, like my wife Diane, who were in there for year upon year upon year, doing and working with the children. Just like Rocky Balboa, sometimes it got a bit difficult for them, but they knocked down, if you like, but never stay down. Always back up on their feet, rearing to go. And that's the reality of life, isn't it? The reality in life is that you will get knocked down. It happens even to the best of us. But I want to really look at you today and talk to you about that guts and no-quit attitude, having the resilience that we hear talked about. So the need for resilience is very strong today, because with the way that things are in the world, we need to have the ability to continue when things look impossible. In the Bible, there are many, many examples of people demonstrating unusual resilience in the face of seeming impossible odds. Moses, for instance, was one of those people. Even though he faced tremendous adversity, he never surrendered to it. He continued his mission regardless of what he endured, and fulfilled the assignment of God that God had given him. Joseph was another one, such individual who demonstrated unusual resilience, didn't he? Guts. His brother sold him into slavery, and later was thrown into prison because of the lies told about him by Potiphar's wife. However, he never gave up on the dream that God had given him. And eventually, as we read from Scripture, he became second in command over all Egypt. Joseph's story reminds us as well, never to give up and always trust God to turn negative situations into the positive. You're not going to be able to avoid hardships. They're going to come to all of us, but the Apostle Paul also had troubles and persecution waiting for him. But don't you love his response in the book of Acts 20:24? But none of these things move me. I love that response. Amen. And so what am I saying to you this morning? If you refuse to quit and become unmoved by hardships, God is going to bring you through to a place of victory. Especially when you look at John 16:33, John in 16:33 is where he says that we're to take heart because Jesus himself has overcome the world. Let me read from the Amplified. I have told you these things so that you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation, trials, distress, frustrations. But be of good cheer, take courage, be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I've deprived it of its power to harm you and conquered it for you. We're in a fallen world. We live in that. But Jesus has conquered the world for us. And we are to take courage. As I've just said, we all face setbacks and failures. But failure is not fatal. If God turned it around for Moses, he can turn it around for you. If God rescued Joseph, he can rescue you. If God delivered Paul, he can deliver you. And God hasn't let go of you, turned his back on you. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you, and he's still working behind the scenes on your behalf. He's the same God that saved you before, and he's the same who's going to do it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So having the guts or the resilience is the ability to keep getting up, going forward, regardless of how many setbacks you've experienced. And I know that Brother Jerry's favorite scripture, and one of mine as well, is Micah 7:8. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And I can picture that when we do fall, we're immediately got to bounce back up again because the Lord is my strength and he is the strength of my life. It's where Di and I have been in ministry now 40 years, where we've refused to stay down. We throw off discouragement and sometimes we get a bit upset with ourselves or feel shameful that we've not done what we should have done or we've fallen down on the job. But God's mercy was new for us every time that would happen. It's new for you today. You can get back up and get back into the fight. I know it's a bit of a cliche thing, but tough times never last. Tough people do. You never know, there's a phrase that Brother Jerry has used before as well, you never know how strong you are until being strong is your only choice. And sometimes there's nothing we can do. We've got to gut this thing out. But I found a funny little story. Two frogs fell into a deep cream bowl. One was an optimistic soul, but the other took the gloomy view. "We'll drown," he lamented without much ado. And with a last despairing cry, he flung up his legs and said goodbye. The other frog said with a steadfast grin, "I can't get out, but I won't give in. I'll just swim around till my strength is spent, then I'll die the more content." Bravely he swam to work his scheme, and his struggles began to churn the cream. The more he swam, his legs aflutter, the more the cream turned into butter. On top of the butter, at last he stopped, and out of the bowl he gaily hopped. But what is the moral? It's easy if you look at that and you say, if you can't help out, keep swimming. And that's what we're saying to you and the years we've been at it, and you see what people are going through, is that we've got to keep trusting God. We've got to keep speaking God's word. And as it said in the word of God, that we've got to turn unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We've got to keep rejoicing in the Lord. The enemy, Satan, can't win if you won't quit. And the truth is, it's impossible for anyone to defeat you when you refuse to give up. I remember when I was younger and just starting out in work, if people upset me in the job I was in, I go, "Oh, well, I'll teach you, I quit." And it wasn't until I got to know the Lord Jesus Christ, understood over these last 40 years, that God has taken this former quitter and transformed me into a person of faith, and I suppose just plain guts, that we won't give in, we won't quit. So I've seen God do the impossible. I've seen miracles. I've seen miraculous breakthroughs in my life and finances and people's lives. I've seen God turn marriages around, families around. And that's why Brother Jerry and the ministry and Dan and I are so passionate about teaching the Bible truths that have changed our life. I'm so thankful for God's call in my life, and I have the opportunity weekly now, as well as the podcast, to speak into your life. And I will be looking for more opportunities as we come into this year, particularly after Brother Jerry has been with us towards the end of May, that to be out and about and ministering in the various churches that we have opportunity to. Because my assignment as given to us is to teach people how to become winners in the game of life. And I believe that's what Brother Jerry has imparted to us. And I am so grateful that he connected us to him many years ago. It's 25 years we've worked for him now. But I'm thankful that God has you listening to my voice and that God has connected you and I together. There was a man called Robert Dunn. He described the Christian life this way. You start with Jesus, you stay with Jesus, you finish with Jesus, and it doesn't get any better than Jesus. The greatest thing that you and I can do is continue to love, to care, to bless, because you are valuable to God. And he has sent his word, and he's watching over you. And remember what it says back in John 16:33, "For I have overcome the world, I've deprived it of power to harm you, and I've conquered it for who? Just for you." God bless. Have a wonderful day. We're praying for you as a ministry. We'd love to hear from you. If you need to get hold of us at the ministry, you'll be most welcome. Diane and I just love you. Bless you for listening. May you have a wonderful day. God bless. Good day. Catch you next week. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.